When dungeons are fun and you'd rather drink than fight dragons, the answer you seek is Funjuns and Flagons.
Hello there, travellers, and well met!
Welcome to episode 5 of Funjuns and Flagons. Big shout out to everyone who subscribes to Geek Bomb. Well done. Hopefully one day we'll get over 100,000 again, even though I already did it. But hey, it's an achievement so nice, I'll do it twice. Also shout out to Geek Bomb's Patreon members. Big round of applause.
Boom.
Because it's because of you guys that this show actually exists. You pay for everything here. You help pay for the drink in Rob's mug, and the mug as well.
Cheers.
And all of this, I can't wait until this is used again somehow. But it's all because of you. So if you do want to check out all the perks and the tiers there, patreon.com/geekbomb. We did introduce a new tier for this show exclusively, the BBCC, the Bomberbacker Creative Consultants. And each week we hang out in a Google Hangout together chatting about this. And if you you also get a book too, the copy of Dungeons & Dragons Art and Arcana. This is a huge book. Here's a picture of it. Really great. I think the book tour is just coming to a close, but everyone in that tier received a copy of that one before it came out last month, which is pretty nifty. Also, if you're $50 and higher, guess what? Check out the new credits that we have. We've got new video credits for this
Wow.
show and updated the names for that one, so you can see your name in the credits there. Also, if you are in Patreon, make it known in the comments, you know. Reel it in. You guys rolled a d20, so everyone else should worship that. This is Funjuns and Flagons. Would you like to introduce yourself and your characters?
Hello, my name is Sam Bashur, or better known as Tad, the tabaxi, rogue, smell treasure, has a dagger, weakness is water. How you doing? Happy to be here.
Welcome, Tad.
Thank you.
Thanks for being
Best
here.
Best buds over here.
That's F-N-F-A. Right.
BFF. Hi, everybody. My name is Hector Navarro. I'm playing Samantha, Sam for short, the Genasi air spy wizard whose goal is to make love and whose strength is subterfuge and whose weakness is that he is easily seduced by that love.
We had that recently.
Yes, we did have that recently.
Bitch in the butt.
Yep, but he ended up okay.
Yes,
he did. Yeah. Also happy to be here.
And I am Rob Kaczynski, and I am playing Dave, the Dragonborn. And I am a warrior with a trident with an earthstone upon its first tip. Mm-hmm. And I am very happy to be here, but mainly I have a question, and that's, what is a Google Hangout?
Ooh. So it's kind of like a Skype, but you can have up to, I think, 10 people in it at one time.
That's a lot to deal with.
So, yeah, there's 10 people in the chat, and we can all see each other.
Wow.
Yep.
Mod, what's a Skype?
Interesting.
It's a mod.
What's a mod?
What's a mod?
Oh, dear God. Mm-hmm. Let's quickly go over the rules here. The condensed version is most things go. If you can dream it and do it, then things are looking good for you. If you roll this little fun dice, you roll it higher than a 10, whatever you're trying to do is successful. If you roll a 10 or lower, you fail. The higher you roll, the better it is. The lower you roll, the more you fail. Also, they've got hearts. They can be lost in combat, and if you take damage, if you lose all those, there's trouble. You have charges as well, thanks to your legendary weapons. You can use them at any time. The charges are random effects that the Patreon members have decided. Also, there's a new little rule that's developed this season. It happened quite organically. I hate that word, but it's so true. Where you guys use this introduction to try and either get a bonus to your first rolls in the game.
Oh, crap.
And if you don't do a good job, it could be negative. But, yeah, I kind of like that.
Man, Australia is great. Right, guys? Boy,
plus
howdy.
One.
Big fan.
Plus one.
Boy, howdy.
They got boy, howdy. Yeah.
Boy, howdy.
Boy, howdy.
Yep, plus one to your first roll in the game.
I just want
to
just take a second. Unrelated.
Go on.
Mod has been crushing it as our GM. I feel like this game cannot exist without Mod.
Truly
it doesn't
inspiring.
Work without Mod. It is inspiring. I forgot.
I mean, mine is fun because it looked like you were about to throw up when you agreed with it. You physically couldn't endure it.
That's too bad.
No, Hector, you get plus
being
two.
Genuine. Thank you so
plus
much.
Two.
I don't feel the need to engage in this kind of childish sycophancy because Maud is discerning enough to be able to tell the truth and see the truth. So I
plus
don't
one.
Feel the need to fake it.
That's fine. That's how it goes. So what happened on the last episode of Funjuns and Flagons? Well, here's what happened previously.
Your hair looks nice.
You interrupted me in my moment.
Minus eight!
Minus every hair on my head. No, kidding. Previously on Funtions and Flagons, in a fiery showdown with many mushrooms and a tree ent that held the forest stone within, or earth stone, our heroes continued on with their journey to collect all the elemental stones to power up Dave's trident and eventually take down the rogue storm giant who continues to wreak havoc on the lands of Truthernia. Using the map to guide their way, the trio made their way through the Swan Pond, where an eerie song was heard, and magic was detected by Tad. Win! But he also has a weakness to water. Hmm. Bam! On the island in the middle of the pond was a beautiful sad swan who was trapped. Upon closer investigation, it was revealed to be a beautiful princess, bound by magical shackles. With a lucky burst of fire from Dave, her shackles released and magically bound our three heroes. It turns out that our lovely princess was actually Skrytzanthos, a warlock who killed all of Samantha's family and had come to finish him off once and for all.
She failed, didn't she? Well, I'm getting ahead of myself, I'm sorry. Yeah, what happened next?
Skrytzanthos made our heroes solve three riddles if they ever wanted to escape while water was rising. Combining their intellectual prowess, our heroes not only solved all the riddles, but gained magical items, including a time turner and a net, the latter which successfully trapped Skrytzanthos before Dave defeated her with his trident, igniting Samantha's utmost respect for her.
Yes.
Dude, you like nearly proposed. That's fine.
I did literally propose. Distractions
aside, our adventurers continue with their hunt for the next elemental stone. So, guys, this is exciting.
Are we in the water still?
You are on the island and...
Oh, yeah. Of Shanassy!
No, you're on
no,
the swamp
we're in
pond.
We're in the swamp pond.
Now, you'll also notice that you've taken a little bit of damage. Some of you, you're a little bit bruised.
It's just him, I think, that took damage.
Mostly my ego.
Yeah.
I'm
and
dying.
It's been a long day. You're dying?
I'm not doing great. I mean, we're near water. That's my one weakness.
That's true.
Literally one
weakness. One
weakness. Yeah, with single weakness is water, and we're surrounded by it right now.
Mm-hmm.
This is my hell.
I'm still on my shoulders, though, right?
Yeah, I'm on his shoulders.
It's
her
pretty
shoulders.
Cool, though, that you do have a time turner. You did lose the net when you pulverized Skrythansos.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get it one day. Yeah, what would you like to do in this instance, trio? Adventurous?
Can we get back to land?
Do you want to see if there's anything around here now she's gone that we could take?
My skill is treasure smelling. Do I smell any treasure?
I mean, the time turner is the treasure that you had. Mm-hmm. She has been obliterated.
Oh, yeah.
She didn't have any trinkets on her because she had magic from within.
Let's get you to the shore and let's make a fire and warm your fur up and like, nice, like, recovery. You know, he can give you a massage.
Yes.
Did you want to have a look around the area? Is that what you were trying to do?
That's what I was trying to do.
Do you want to roll for me?
Sure.
Huh?
Really? Let's see where we go.
See what you can spot, Dave. Okay.
Yeah. It's a perception check. Is it a seven? Yeah, you don't.
Didn't see. Nah.
Hold on, I'm higher up on his shoulders. Her shoulders. I got a six. No? So, well, what are you going to do about it?
Well, Jeannie.
Well, let me try.
Okay.
Excuse me, I have a name.
Sorry.
It's
Genasi.
Samantha.
Samantha the Genasi.
Yes, it's very it's short. Very easy to remember.
Sam for short. It's just Sam.
Solid
call me
name.
Sam. I will use my wind abilities to whirlwind myself up above everyone, even above Tad,
it's
on Dave's shoulders to see what I can see. Here we go. That's a two.
Even better. So we ain't getting in this area.
You do not see the rowboat that is just sitting there with an oar that Skrytzanthos had used to get to the middle of
another
the
big.
Isn't it like knee deep, though? Anyway, didn't I wade out here with him on my shoulder? Like, so
did.
It's not really. We don't need a boat.
Nah.
No. But I mean, for him. But I mean, it depends. You get back there, guys. Get off.
I'm breathing fire now. I'm warm.
Man, there you go.
Ooh, you can, huh? Mm-hmm. That's exciting. All right, well.
We get across.
You get across?
Yeah.
Go on. Everyone roll to get off the island.
Okay. Heading back to the shore.
Oh my gosh. Waste. Dave and Tad, you're both safe by default. What did you roll? Unless you rolled did you roll a one? Did you? What does it say? What
four.
Does it say? Okay.
It's a four.
Oh,
four.
Still
it's
not
four.
Great.
Not great.
It's lower than a five. Lower than a five usually means that there's a negative effect on it.
Well, 20?
Yeah, but a 20 will cancel that out.
Oh,
that's a
fine.
Nice 20.
It will, but a two.
Because he's taking a
Samantha.
Kick in already.
Where am I hurt?
That looks like a rib.
Ah, my rib.
But I think it's your heart.
No. I'm pretending as though it's my rib. Right. Trying to save face.
Those egos.
And be tough.
All right. So you've had a hard... You know what? You can always use your time turner if you don't like what a two does, because you'll stay on the pond otherwise. If you get a two, you're not getting off the island.
Big waste of time turner though, isn't it?
Well, I mean, he's stuck
on
the...
How many uses does the time turner have? How does this work?
Use it and find out.
I mean... The games master is encouraging
fair.
It.
Fair, yeah. That means it's probably a good idea. Well, I'm going to go ahead and use my time turner.
You don't need a roll to use it. Oh. You automatically get to re-roll your last roll.
Lovely.
And you have two left.
A nine.
And you have two
Did
left.
Did you have a plus on your first roll?
Oh, I had a plus two.
There you go.
Can I apply that to now? It's an 11. Excellent. Oh,
you are all safely off the island in the middle of the Swan Pond. You are at safety. Tad, your hair is no longer standing on end.
Mm-hmm.
You feel good about life. And I believe you wanted to set up camp and rest.
Have a little fire, have a little sleep.
I got some
roll to
ration.
Light the fire. Oh, by the way, 20 means that you get an extra charge.
Oh, I do. Yeah. I've got six now.
That's amazing.
My goodness.
I'm going to use a charge because...
Why not?
Why not?
Roll for me.
Because I've got six.
I only have two.
60.
Wow.
60. Ooh, you get the, thanks to Gecko, the Cloak of Divine Shield.
Ooh.
This immaculate cloak was once owned by Lord Commander Rozark, or known by his squad as the Tank Commander. As this charge is used, it deflects any incoming attack for one round.
Ooh.
Roll a three or lower, though, and the attack ricochets to another player. So we won't say that it's used right now. I'm actually going to give it to you when you choose it.
Great. I've written Cloak of Thing.
Good.
I don't remember what you said.
That's
Cloak
fair.
Of Shield.
Should we roll to make a fire?
Yes. You can. You get a plus two to your roll because you're dragonborn and you can breathe fire.
That's your thing.
17.
Ooh, you guys have a toasty little camp set up.
This is delightful.
Nice and comfortable. You've got a ration if you'd like sustenance.
I do.
Breathing fire.
Oh, got it. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you have mild healing. And
true.
So you're healed.
Oh, yeah.
While you are sleeping at night... a breeze off the sea just kind of makes its way through, because you are near the Shanna Sea at the moment, and you can smell treasure. Tad, you're not sleeping. You're wide awake.
Oh, boys, howdies. We got to get up. What? I'm smelling some treasure, and we're going to need to do some treasure hunting.
Any kind of treasure.
My eyes are going all. My eyes are dilated. I'm,
Tad,
like, freaking out.
I believe. Just, roll for me. Plus three to it.
Ooh. So 22. Yeah.
You have the treasure.
Thank you.
I'm like, Tad, right here.
You know this scent as the treasure you have spent your entire life looking for.
Yes.
It's Samantha.
I wrote treasure looking.
That is my goal.
If you look at your goals,
yes.
The goal that your character had, the reason for your existence, Tad, is what?
I literally wrote treasure looking.
Treasure looking.
I asked you what... Cut to a clip.
Wait, hold on.
Ooh, I got a nose for treasure.
I smell treasure, and also I think I'm concussed.
Sneak in. Smell treasure. That's really important.
You wrote it,
Dad. Unless this is the goddamn golden fleece.
Oh, yeah!
Dave and I are so tired. I take good notes. Dave and I are so sleepy. We were hurt. My ribs hurt so badly. We're trying to get some rest. So, Dad, really, unless it's you know, the
this
golden...
This is what I've been looking for my entire life.
What?
Clearly, I am aware of my goals in life. It is a golden fleece. And I need to... I'm sorry, guys. I got to go. We got to go. We
no,
got to
no,
go right now.
We're coming with you. We're coming with you.
You got to.
It's the golden fleece.
That's
Dave,
fine.
It's the golden
that's
fleece.
That's great.
Dave,
everyone's
great. Familiar
with it. It's the golden fleece.
It's the golden fleece. Weird. Everyone knows what that is.
I just thought that was copyrighted, but it seems to be here.
No, that's in mythology. We're good.
Copyright.
Percy Jackson, don't come after us. We're good.
So you realize that this scent that's traveling on the air, you basically feet lift and you're like floating towards it.
I like Tom and Jerry.
And yeah, exactly. And you guys, time is just surpassing you. You make your way all the way from the Swan Pond and you realize it's coming from what's near the Genasi Islands.
Oh my goodness.
You're going home.
That's quite a journey. So we're here
we booked it.
Here?
You're
on the coast.
Oh yeah, I'm not in that water.
Otherwise we'd be in the middle of the ocean.
That's true. The Shanna Sea.
The Shanna Sea.
You guys
have
traveled
to the Shanna Sea.
A distance, and you have to make your way over to the island. Roll for me, everyone.
Am I still floating on my magic treasure cloud?
That hit the...
15!
No, that's... Yeah. Yep. Plus one.
So
yep, that works. Are you at an 11? You get a 6? Well, maybe you're just going to have to... You get seasick. You're sitting in the boat, but your rib hurt. Hot. And now you're vom. There's vom city. You're ralphing. You are chundering. There is
I'm going to blow chunks.
Yep.
I'm going to barf.
Face that way. Face that way.
Ralph, yep, all of the above. So you're no good for the duration of this trip. But you do find a boat that you guys get on.
You got a boat.
Tad, you're not good on the ocean too, so you're kind of out of it.
I'm rowing the whole way.
Yeah. Which kind of makes you a little bit exhausted too.
Yeah, I'm sleepy.
But you make your way. Hey, Hector, what element do you control?
Air, the wind. Why does that? How could that possibly help us right now?
You can feel the wind, the sails with air.
Yeah.
Does it have sails or is it a rowboat?
You got sails.
No, you can feel that.
Do we got sails?
That'd be helpful. Get us across there in jig time.
Mm-hmm. You get a -1 to your roll because you're not well.
Okay, here we go. Wind!
It's a 4.
He farted in the wrong
Fire
direction.
5 to a 4. He faces a swing. He farts
out the other. All right, Dave, you are rowing. Your arms are really sore by the time you land.
Wait, I have an idea.
What's that,
my time? Dagger comes back to me, but what if I embed it somewhere? Wouldn't I go to it based on science of magnetism?
No. You can throw it into the ocean.
What about the island?
It's too far away.
It's like a long way.
Yeah.
It'll come back to you. You can't chuck it all the way to that island.
No.
He'll Sorry, Tad. No, but
don't use peer pressure either. You can't do it. He's like, I'm going
to
do it.
I'm going
to
do it.
What does all this rowing to my arms do? Is it like a good workout and I'm pumped or am
No,
I, am
by
I
the
hurt?
Time you get to the island, you're actually going to be a little bit exhausted momentarily. Yeah. But you do make your way to the island here. It's very ominous. What an eerie place.
Wow.
It looks like no one's been here for a little while.
But isn't this where you're from, Samantha?
Yes, my people, the Genasi, were from here. But then they were wiped out.
By the sky. You also notice there are ruins about. This place reeks of mystery and mythology.
Wow.
And as you trek into the inland of the island, you notice a figure.
La la la, I play songs. I like to sing. La la la, I have a magic instrument, la la la.
Woo.
Wow.
December 24th, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
You guys stumble across a satyr.
Wow.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Nipper.
What is it?
Nipper.
How would you spell that?
M.
M?
No, he said L, right?
M?
Elm?
Elm?
I.
Wait, are you, I. You're just going to keep going.
Ping.
Ping?
Ping.
Pain?
L.
L again.
L.
Nipple. My name
nipple.
Is
Nipple.
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 Welcome to my cave.
Is that nipple? Is that just, are you saying
nipple? Leaf.
Nipple?
Nipple.
Nipple. This is a family
My
friendly
name
programming.
Is Nipple.
Nipple. Nipple. It's Nipple. Nipple. It's Nipple.
Nipple.
No, he changed it again.
No, hold on. Together we say. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, hear me first.
Mm-hmm.
Then together.
Mm-hmm.
One together
okay.
and then together.
Yes.
Ready?
Yes.
You listen one me and then we all together say.
Okay.
Go for it.
My name is Nipple.
And Nipple.
I think I can translate. I do speak Seder, everyone. Yeah. That is one of my specialties.
One more again time to say with me, yes. And then we say together
yes,
at
yes.
the same time the name. You say, I say, we go
yes,
together
yes,
on
correct.
1, 2, now.
Yes.
Nipple.
Thank yes. you. Yes, this man, I trust.
Yes. That subtitle's like going to look great for now.
He says his name is Nipple.
Ah, very good. Thank you.
Yes.
My name is
Nipple.
Welcome to my cave. What brings you here?
I smell treasure. Do you? Yeah, no, but I could be anything. I get allergies.
Sounds to me like you might be asking a question. If you want the answer to a question, you must sing me a question. Then I will sing the answer to the question.
So this satyr Nipple is a bard.
Nipple.
Nipple.
No, Nathan.
I'm the moderator, mate. Yes, good.
But the name is the name, and what is in a name?
Everything.
Wouldn't a rose be just as rosy?
You smell good.
Wouldn't it? I'm asking if it was...
If you're
rose
asking,
by any other name would smell as sweet.
Yes, indeed.
But if you're asking something and you want his answer, apparently you should be singing it.
Ah, you know, I like to sing. And sometimes when I'm alone, I sing.
Oh, great satyr, Naipel. Yes. We do have a question for you. If you would be so kind.
Of course, my ears are open for you, Cardinal. Yes.
Perhaps you can play me a tune so that I may ask you a question.
Of course, I play what? Key of E, key of D, gest.
Give me a little bit of a key of a hired.
Here we go, my friend. Thank you.
Oh, great satyr, please tell us, where is the treasure that we search?
Wow, wonderful song. Are you crossing the train?
No, no, no. I do know what he just said. He said in Seder, are you classically trying?
That's exactly what I ask. Oh, yeah, yeah. I like you speak in the dialect. Excuse me. You like that? Excuse me, I said. I like that you speak in the dialect in which I am familiar with, my friend.
I try.
So, you ask me, what is the treasure, eh?
Where is the treasure?
Well, it is very fortuitous that the three of you have come to my cave. You understand this?
Mm-hmm.
Because it just so happens I have lived here for many a time. Close your eyes. Open them again.
All three of us?
Yes,
no.
Everyone close your eyes.
And then open them again.
Close your eyes once, please. And then at the count of three, open your eyes. One, two, three. Close them again. Mm-hmm. One more time, you open your eyes. And then we'll close them once more. Keep them closed. And now we open our eyes. When I came to this island, I was just a little barrel.
A little barrel.
And I was told by some ancient, powerful being that there is a treasure on this island.
Yes.
And I have seen it with my own eyes. Of course, I closed them before I opened them. And it does seem to me that I have found what I can only describe as the golden fleece.
The golden fleece. The golden fleece.
Everybody know what it's called.
Everybody knows. The golden fleece.
Well, that's what it looked like, so that's what I call it. I don't know what it's actually called, but I call it the golden fleece.
That's a good call. That's what it's called.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good guess.
But why am I not wearing it right now? You just say you're serving now in your head brain.
Yes, I did.
You said it. Mm-hmm. I heard you say it.
Why aren't you wearing it?
Because you gave me a kiss. I would be wearing it right now. But alas, there are three challenges, and I can't do them myself.
Three tasks. Protect.
So he's been waiting here for three people to...
Ask
people.
Him.
So we're literally doing the tasks of Perseus.
No, oh, that question. I mean, I'm hearing a lot of things.
Tad, ask him if this is what he's...
I'm hearing a lot of things saying, but none of them sound like songs.
No. Great Sager, we will sing you these questions.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, just give me a little something.
Okay, you want to give me a key of E?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean...
it's irrelevant.
Oh, great Sator, may we help you solve the
puzzles?
Such a strong start.
Yes, I know. Thank you. I was more of a in the background choir kid.
Let me get this straight. You are wanting to help puzzles?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, of course. You know that these are perilous puzzles, my friend. Peepees, I call them.
Peepee stands for
three peepees.
Puzzles.
Three peepees.
There are three peepees in this cave. Large.
Yes. Perilous.
Peepees.
Dangerous.
Perilous puzzles. Mm-hmm. I call them. I have shortened that down to peepees. Are we all on the same page about the peepees?
Dave, say yes.
Yes.
I have a question. I have a question. Find me a key.
It is on you, please. Yeah. Here, how's this sound?
That's the same as every other one.
Ooh.
That is wonderful. Thank you so much. Why would we ever trust you? What do you want with the fleas?
I have not heard a voice like this since I had my horns about this big.
Well, aren't you lucky?
Yes.
Excellent. My horns will get bigger, by the way. It's just cold in here. Do you understand?
You grow up.
Yes, you not do want to know.
Why can
if you can trust the boy here, the singing man.
Well, haven't had a lot of luck with the people we've run into.
Well, have you ever run into a singing man, horns, close his eyes?
What?
Is he asking us?
Yes, close your eyes.
And then open them one more time. Mm-hmm. Have you heard of a man that is bad, that sings songs?
It's a satyr, you're half a man.
I can't say that I have.
Well, yes, I am half a man, half a... whatever the other thing is.
It's a goat.
Sure, goat, whatever. I call them jail rent.
What?
Yes.
Children.
The reason why you could jail my rent is because I'm going to be honest with you. Are you ready to hear my truth? I don't really want the fleas.
What?
No. My. You but know what I want?
What?
Friendship.
I see, senor. All I want is friendship. Want to smell your hand? Give me lots of hugs and call me Candyman.
Candyman can.
All I want is friendship.
Friendship.
Dad?
And also, like, I don't know, $10. You guys got like $10?
I think we have some. We can some gold. We have some something.
Like
we can.
Or something.
Okay.
So, you know, the laundry is not.
Five ones and
I
a five.
I got meats and cheeses
five
on
is
me.
Not a Powerball ticket. Five ones.
Powerball ticket. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Is it expired? You're good. No, it's good.
It's probably still good.
The 21st. Yes, that's like, oh, absolutely, I would take that. Thank you very much. And honestly, I mean it for the glory, my friends. You know, to be known as the man that traveled along the three warriors to capture the golden fleece.
Yes.
All right.
Three.
What
taps.
Was that, Dom?
You dropped your keys.
Now, how do I trust you since you have keys?
Keys a bad thing.
Okay, he convinced me. Here's what we do. We talk about the three peepees already?
Yes. Oh, yeah, they're big and they're perilous.
Big peepees.
Big peepees.
They get bigger in the warm.
They do get bigger in the warm.
Perilous puzzles.
And I'll tell you what, you handle those peepees wrong, my friend, you find yourself dead.
Wow.
There are three peepees. The first peepee, my friend, is you must fight a gorgon.
Gorgon.
A gorgon. Yes, Dave.
But! You cannot look these gargon in the eyes, or you will turn to stone. You understand me?
I understand.
You smell like a leaf.
That is what Tad smells like often. Yes.
Oh, like one leaf.
Kill the gorgon.
That's the first stage. You ready for the second?
Yes. See.
Are you sure?
Por supuesto.
Have you ever heard of a sleeping dragon?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen a sleeping dragon?
Yes.
Well, dragonborn.
Literally,
yes.
We camped three times.
Well, I was hoping you'd be a little bit more impressed with seeing a sleeping dragon. But what about you? You seen a sleeping dragon?
Man, we've been traveling together.
Okay, so you've all seen sleeping dragons. Yeah. Great. Okay. Well, sorry.
But tell us about this sleeping dragon.
I'll tell you what, you must sneak past the sleeping dragon. But the only way to get past the sleeping dragon is to sing a song.
Oh, yes.
It must be nice.
Okay.
You understand?
Very good. Like very good.
That was the second peepee.
That is the second.
And the third peepee! What are you doing?
Right, I'm not taking notes.
Mm. What?
I'm taking notes.
What is
I don't want to mess. I don't want to die. You said you were going to die.
How you say notes is a
scribi.
Is he giving us the third?
No, he's coming on directly to you right now. This is the translation of a satyr.
Tad's asexual, so I mean, he can try.
That's not. He's saying he wants to He wants to kiss you and give you away to the rest of the world.
Then we fly.
Yes.
The third task, my friend.
Third PP.
Speaking of flying.
The third PP is to get the golden fleece from the magical tree, which just so happens to be protected by many giant flying bears. I call them pájaros.
Many flying giant bears.
Giant pájaros.
Yes.
Birds.
Pajados.
We must fight the bears. They are big bears. Maybe bigger than you've ever seen. You ever seen a bear? I've seen a bear. He's my little brother. I want to take you to the ladder place, and we'll climb it to get the apple.
Alrighty, so do you guys want to go on this adventure together?
I do, of course,
alrighty.
Yes.
So all together you enter the cavern, the cave.
Wait. I don't think Dave is convinced yet. She has a look on her face of disbelief.
We need him for the dragon, do we?
No, I believe the rule was that we just have to sing.
So we just have to sing.
I can hear you guys talking next to me. It sounds to me like you don't want me to come or something.
No.
Oh, we didn't want to, sorry, let me try to speak Seder.
There you go.
Es que we didn't want to take up your time.
Oh,
you
my
had
God!
Something to do. No, you're free?
I've been in this cave so long. I don't even know the concept of time. Do you remember the last time you had a Reuben sandwich?
Yeah.
It's got 1,000 islands dressing in it.
Yes. The last time I had a Reuben sandwich, I was with my familia on the Genasi Islands before they were killed.
How long ago was this?
Oh, 40 years.
Wow.
I have not had a Reuben sandwich in like 130 years. All I want is to have the fortune and the glory of knowing I went with the team to get the golden fleece and get a Reuben sandwich.
We gotta take him.
Yes,
we gotta take, of course. We gotta take him.
Yeah, sure.
So you enter the cavern and you notice that there is a lot of statues in the cavern. Mm-hmm. A lot of people they looked like they are of statues of people screaming or in shock, and they are frozen
stone.
There in stone. And you hear a it's the Gorgon.
I have a cunning idea that I've never seen before in film, television, or books. Mm-hmm. But is there perhaps a shield on one of these statues?
A shield?
Roll for me.
We look for a shield, okay, together?
Yes. You don't see a shield, but you do see a platter.
A platter? Mm. A reflective platter.
Oh, Dave, I know where you're going with this. Throw it so that it will decapitate.
No, don't be stupid.
No, what?
No. My idea that I propose is that we are not looking
down
at the Gorg. Yes.
Oh,
no.
Melt it down
again,
to
still,
a bullet to then projectiles.
Honestly, have you never watched a film?
No. What are you?
What is a film? We will keep our backs to the Gorgon.
Ah, yes.
Using the platter to look behind us. And then we shall approach her. And then we shall kill her.
You know, it is quite interesting your friend says this, because don't look in the notes. It does say here, in fact, the one way to defeat the Gorgon is to use Kinsake. What is this word?
Reflective.
Uh-huh. Don't read anymore of my notes!
Oh, you wrote notes. It's really cute.
Yeah, you know, you say their name Meeple must have notes. They say you pee into the wind and you don't know where it goes, it might hit you back down in the mouth.
I forgot your name was Nipple until you said it just now.
We're talking really loudly though, and the Gorgon might hear us. You guys might be careful around the Gorgon.
We should face the door.
Yes.
Alrighty.
Turn around.
Dave, will you grab that reflective serving platter?
Okay, good.
Wow,
good.
This is going well so far.
Any of you guys have like...
Do you want to talk me... Who wants to talk me through what's happening? Dave, this is your idea. Talk me through. Exactly what's going on.
We will walk backwards, step by step, towards that sound until we lay our eyes upon the Gorgon, which I assume has snakes for hair.
Why would you want to lay your eyes upon
in the reflection?
Got it.
In reflection.
Uh-huh. Yep. There she is.
Oh, there she is.
Now she's hideous.
Oh, it's really scary.
Yeah.
However, I'm not that scared because I'm a dragon, yeah. And that's way scarier.
And we have established that she is a he. She is a she.
Yeah.
So she, how hideous are we talking? Like,
You were
too hideous for you.
Really?
Yeah. You're a little bit like.
No.
Like not even like six kegs or that.
So what I'm going to do is throw this behind me.
Yeah. Wow.
And aim for her and hopefully kill her.
Alrighty, roll for
That's
me.
That's mean.
Roll.
I know, but you told me that
us.
We had to kill her.
I did tell you this. Feet. It is true. But
I literally wrote down, kill Gorgon.
Well, I mean, do you think it's kind of mean?
16.
She's dead.
Damn it. Wow.
Congratulations, you have killed the Gorgon. You stopped the first pee-pee.
So you guys make your way through the cavern of statues.
Mm-hmm.
Nice
and then you go into the second cavern where you hear...
Question, before we move from this room, could I cut off her head and put it in a bag for future use?
This guy's kind of messed up, isn't he?
She's intense. She's intense.
Yes, the authority would be nipple.
Yes.
Can I cut off her head and put it in a bag for later?
Oh my goodness, again, the sound. How does it do? Makes my pants tight.
Yes. You're not the only one.
Let me sing it back to you, please. Yes, you can, but it will smell very bad.
If you want to carry that around, I mean...
How else do you beat the Kraken?
I don't know what these crackers is, but it sounds delicious.
So yeah, crackers. I'm going to... Do I Excellent. Roll to cut off a head?
I mean, are you going to look at it?
No.
Well, do it with your eyes shut. So roll for me a -2 because your eyes are shut.
Oh.
I can just use the platter and look behind me and cut it off.
Ah.
It's too much. Takes too much time, Dave.
You need to hold the neck That's while true. You stab. And whose knife are you using? These are all questions that I have.
This is
annoying. Literally a knife.
This is annoying.
That's annoying.
It's a crocodile dandy.
Call that a knife. This right. is a knife.
All right, roll for me. -2.
That's a real knife.
15.
Still a 13. You get it. You have a Medusa head.
I have a Medusa head in my bag.
A Gorgon.
Thank you.
A Medusa head.
Alrighty, go into the next room in the cavern.
And
you really know how to handle your pee-pee.
That's going to be useful.
We do. We make a good team, these three of us.
All three of you holding down these pee-pees.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Really
very
handling nice. Them.
You
yeah,
see me doing
well.
That?
This, okay. I hate to brag, but this is not our first pee-pee.
Oh, it's not your first pee-pee.
No, we have... We have beaten many peepees.
Yes, we have.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I like these.
Yes, we have.
Yes, this yes. sounds nice.
Thank we have you. Encountered many peepees of different shapes and sizes yes. and difficulties and roughness.
While you guys are talking about peepees, you hear a very loud snoring.
Oh. This is, of course, the dragon that I
yes,
spoke
Yes, the sleeping dragon, the sleeping dragon.
Yeah, let's talk quiet.
The only way that we can bypass this dragon, according to your notes, is to sing a song.
That is correct, you that but you know, I left out the detail that you guys need to know now that we're here in the dragon age.
What is the detail?
It says here in my notes that are from Eternity Book that you must sing the tales of Truthernia.
Mm. You all know how that goes. You guys know how the tales of Truthernia goes. You're from Truthernia. Everyone in Truthernia knows the song, The Tales of Truthernia.
Like is there any way I could just like be like, hey, auntie, brought some friends over. Mind if we cross through your... I assume we're distantly related to some description.
Yes, can Dave...
Dragonborn.
Can she speak dragon?
No, I mean, I would assume.
She's dragonborn.
This is a dragon under a spell. It is not like any other dragon. It has been cursed.
He's good.
That's a good,
he's good.
That's a good workaround.
He's good. Yeah. He's good, yeah.
That's
yeah.
okay.
Plus one to your roll.
I'll start us off. I think we all know the first line of the Tales of Truthernia.
Yeah. But yeah, go ahead and kick it off.
In West Truthernia, born and raised on the playground is where I spent most of my days. Chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool and all, shooting some b-ball outside of the school. When a couple of guys, they were up to no good. Started making trouble in my neighborhood. Thank you, Dave. I got in one little fight and my mom got scared. She said, you're moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel-Air. I whistled for a cab and when it came near, the license plate said fresh and had a dice in the mirror. If anything, I thought that this cab was rare, but I thought, don't forget, the home's of Bel-Air.
Where's Bel-Air?
Bel-Air.
Where's Bel-Air on the map?
It's where over the Genasi here. Originally
it's
the, from.
Oh. No, I can answer that. Everyone's forgot, but Bel-Air is in the Forgotten Marshes.
That is the location of Bel-Air.
There's
lots of traffic there, yes.
Lots of traffic there.
It's a gated area.
That was a beautiful lullaby.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Can you describe to me where a pillow is?
A pillow? Yes, why? Wait, you need to know what a pillow is?
I just need to know.
Okay, yes. Let me speak, Seder. Excuse me. A pillow is a place you put in the feathers, grime it, put it onto your head. It is a cloth, baby. You sleep on it.
Thank you, Mia. Let's go.
It's insane how good you are at doing the Seder accent.
The weirdest thing is I can't understand a single word.
You're not supposed to. That's the Seder secret. That's the
Alrighty, so you guys get in. Mm-hmm. You walk past the sleeping dragon and it's there, you know, feeling pretty fresh.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
It is the prince of dragons. So done.
The fresh prince of dragons.
I have the cookies.
And then you go into an open area.
Two cookies.
Well, can we save them for later?
No, we must have them now. Tell your friends we have to stop for two cookies.
Let's go to the other. Let's go to
right now, really quick.
Get
louder, or they won't listen to you.
He's got two cookies.
Tell him I have two cookies.
Tell him he's over there.
You tell him.
He's got two cookies.
Hurry up and tell us.
He's got two cookies. I'm saying it. He's got two.
Tell him I have two cookies.
Tell him we have to eat two cookies. Spit it out.
Nipple's got two cookies.
Is that a euphemism?
And we must eat the two cookies.
And we must eat them before we go on.
But only me and this one.
But only me and only me and this one. If that's important to you,
what do the cookies do?
They are just cookies. Hey man, don't be like a cock block.
Let's give them a moment, Dave.
I can
feel something brewing here. I don't know if Tad will
reciprocate. What kind of cookies are they?
Chocolate and cheese.
Chocolate and cheese, yes. Chocolate and cheese.
Chocolate and cheese.
Here we go.
Crunch.
That's good comedy. That's good comedy.
Now you're my wife. Because you ate the cookie with me.
You didn't pat.
Tag, can you stop? Wife. Can you hurry up and be married already, please?
Now you're my
wife. You could have told me about this.
You didn't know this? Everybody knows this.
Dave doesn't know anything, and Dave couldn't know this.
Hey, Dave, explain the Seder rule. You know.
Apparently, you eat a cookie with somebody, they own your cookie.
Chocolate and cheese.
Yes.
Why anyone would eat a chocolate and cheese cookie, however, is quite beyond me.
It was pretty good, I'll be honest.
And you try to get...
Can't imagine it.
You try to get Outback Steakhouse sent here via Grubhub. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
don't deliver to my cave.
I couldn't just gibberish on that one.
Yeah, as your wife, can we... Let's get in.
Now it's time to go to the tree with the birds.
The third pee-pee.
And you can hear... Wait, what are you?
That's definitely their small bears.
Yeah, that's better.
There you go.
Ooh, I really felt that one then.
Mm-hmm. Oh, these birds are too big!
Mm. Oh, okay.
Well, you got their attention now.
Do you want us to kill them?
They're so big, these birds! You can't throw these tiny daggers and things at the birds, it won't hurt them!
How do we defeat them? How do we defeat them?
How do we defeat them?
How do we defeat them?
They seem to be...
They're circling.
The wind.
Okay, everybody stand back. Down.
Cool. Wait, roll.
Obviously.
They're all dead.
Of course.
You sucked all the air.
You do know how to handle pee-pee.
Wait, these got bonuses.
No, I have
not
none.
Anymore.
I used them all.
Well, the dagger's
time turner.
Yeah, you can use it. Roll again.
Ooh. He's got a time machine.
Ah, oh, there you
11.
Go.
11.
No, that was an 18,
that's
wasn't it?
That's a 13.
When I lifted it, it was an 11.
You hit it with the mug.
So it was a 13?
I saw a 13.
Lovely, I'll take 13.
11 works either. Either way, tell me what you've done.
I have
taken...
You've
gone to the toilet?
No, the toilet, no. I've taken the wind out of their sails.
That's what he did. He took the wind out. Mm-hmm.
Sucked the wind down. Mm-hmm. No wind.
The toilet.
No, mijo, no.
She's
no,
in the
splash.
Wind.
No.
The toilet,
no.
Okay. Maybe it's because I have to go.
So these giant birds that were using the wind beneath their wings.
You're standing there and your goat body is just...
Have you ever told an animal to go use a vanya?
Tad, Vanya? Can you please tell your husband to snatch?
I have very, very little control in this relationship.
I'm going to drop these nugs. I'm going to drop these nugs. Drop them down. These
so
nugs.
Those birds can't
one,
be
two,
dead,
three, four,
right?
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 nugs.
No, when they
one,
try
two,
to fly,
three, four, five, six, seven,
there's
eight,
no
nine,
air
two,
for them
nugs.
To lift
it
off.
It sucks the air
it's
out
like,
from
it's
them.
Like a, it's almost like a vacuum effect.
So, Tad, would you like to go and grab the fleece?
Yes, I'm going to need to go grab that fleece as soon
I mean,
as possible.
These birds are still alive.
Uh-huh.
They just can't...
They're on the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go around them.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna go around.
They don't seem to
really.
They don't run.
I'm gonna run up that tree.
But they've got legs. They can walk.
I mean,
they can get up and
walk. Have you seen a bird walk?
I have an idea. What if I use my Genasi wind magic to boost Tad up, a classic fastball special.
There you go.
Boost him up so that he can get to a higher level and the birds cannot reach him.
Cat-like reflexes. Maybe there's an advantage there that I could really grab that tree quick.
Oh yeah. All right.
Here we go.
Watch out for my nuggets.
9. And it. 14.
Alrighty, so you get propelled into the air over the birds. You are now flying and the birds are not, so this is nice and reversed.
Woo.
And you have established that right in your hot little hands is the golden fleece.
I can't be married to someone who can fly, do you understand?
Yes,
what
I did
do
know
I do?
That.
Do I have to divorce?
You must.
I believe you the cookie out, so...
Okay, hey, we are no longer divorced. We're married again.
What?
That was so close.
Quickly, you have to say something in a Seder accent to finalize the divorce now.
You guys can't be mad at me.
Permission granted.
Go on.
Can I hear just one more little?
No,
I gotta hear it one more time. I got it. I have to hear it.
You've been hearing
I have
it for years.
No, I haven't even hearing it for years.
You got a baby, please. Yes, I need
a microphone.
Yes, baby, please.
Yes.
I need to go on and do my thing now. You got to stay. You have to go get your Reuben. You got to. But we had kinkies.
So racist.
No. But we had kinkies.
No, we did have kinkies.
Chocolate chip and cheese.
We did, but you lost yours. And.
It's okay. I didn't want to be married anyway.
So, and with good. This, you'll notice that the fleece in the tree is not golden. The fleece is not golden.
Trades and standards.
Hooray! You guys won the golden fleece!
Wait, no, that's
but it's not golden.
There's a fleece there, for sure. There's
Dad,
a fleece.
Grab, is that the fleece?
Don't get it.
Yeah.
Like a North Face?
You smell magic.
There's magic, yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
what is
not,
it?
It's not the fleece is what not it? Golden.
Husband, what is this?
No, he's
you just
not
got
your...
divorced.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, ex-husband, what are we doing?
You can just call me Nipple.
Nipple? What,
no.
Nipple?
Nipple.
Nipple.
No.
Nipple. What is this?
I need to sing it.
No, God.
What is he asking?
What is this?
This is, in fact... What I will use to stop you all! I command the golden fleas to come out of the not golden fleece!
What?
What he's trying to say is this whole time there is a fleece, but it's the golden fleas on it.
We have fleas now.
Yes, and now I command them! And they make me big and strong, and I will defeat you all with my golden fleas! You thought you could come into my cave, have a drink, see where things go, play around with my...
Yeah. Good thing I took that Gorgon's head.
Mm.
Yeah, you guys think you can stop me? I have the golden fleas. They protect me like 1,000 boys.
Hey. Roll for initiative. Battle is happening. Whoa, that's when you roll your 20?
This is
16.
16, 20, and 18.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
What's yours?
Oh, here, do you want to roll?
Not the roll I must.
19!
Oh.
19!
Alrighty.
19!
19! 19. Who had 18?
Me.
Dave is 18. Yep.
16.
Wow.
Yeah.
16's the lowest.
Yeah.
Alrighty. So
wish I saved
Nipple
those.
Has decided to turn on you, needed you to get and acquire the golden fleas. So now you've got the fleas. Battle is happening. The first turn is Samantha. Go. What would you like to do?
I'm speaking. Fool Seder. How dare you, my friend? You betrayed me and my friends today. You think you could defeat us? Well, we have eagle powers. And I am going to use a charge.
Yeah.
Right now.
Let's roll. Roll for me.
3.
You rolled rolled a 20 to get the score. You get an extra charge.
Oh, yes, I do.
Yeah.
Well, then now I'm back to 3, so then I'm down 1, so that's it.
I'm going to get big bad down on you.
Oh, what did you roll?
That's what you think, my friend. I rolled a 3. A 3 for my charge.
A charge that grants the user, thanks to Eamon LeBron, the elemental power. So roll your d20 again, and I will tell you what elemental power you get for the rest of the episode.
Ooh. Which is so close to over.
19.
You have the ethereal body. You have Holy Ghost style, which means that no one can actually deal physical damage to you.
What?
You are ethereal. You are holy.
And I project my astral self onto the physical plane. And out here floating like a badass genasi who's see-through and really scary and spooky like a ghost, I go...
Then you use the toilet.
No.
You have to go to the bathroom.
No baño today, my friend. He's but so instead,
mad. He's so mad he turned into air.
Yes, I am pure physical air. And now I will use my eagle powers to bring the air parrots up to your face to defeat your golden fleas. Yes, you are a surprise,
my
friend.
Plus two.
Just take the air out of his mouth and lungs.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wonderful. I've never had a fight like this before in my life.
I will shoot.
Plus two.
Here we go. I will shoot the 6
doesn't
up to
work.
8.
No, you get so distracted with your new power. You don't really know how to harness it yet, and it's just a lot for you. But next we've got Nipple. Your turn. What would you like to do?
Well, you know, I have a lot of golden fleas, so what I'm going to do is they'll turn into a giant pee-pee and hit you all in the face.
All of them, right? Roll 3 times. The first one is for...
10.
A 10?
That misses Tad. But this one's gonna hit Samantha.
Now you number miss. 3. You get to go to the bathroom.
I'm a ghost.
You've had to go this whole time.
With pee-pee and poo-poo.
And the last one?
Number 9.
So you're just acquiring your newfound talent. You've wanted fleas for so long, and now that
I got a little excited.
You did get a little excited. Dave, your turn.
I'm gonna pull out the Gorgon's head and show it to him.
Alrighty. It's a roll for me. Because the lower you roll, maybe you're pointing it at the wrong person.
Oh, no. Dave, don't.
Sorry, Tad.
When you put your hand into the bag, the snakes bite you.
Damn.
And you're a little bit of poison in you now. Poison.
Yeah, turn your little friend to stone so I can keep him in my house.
One heart.
One heart.
You've got poison.
My heart is 1/5 of me.
Mm, ouch. That really hurt.
Ouchy.
Tad, it's your turn.
I want to use a charge.
Yes, go for it, roll.
4.
You have a quite.
Oh, I know what I'm going to do with my next turn.
Roll again. Wait, no, I can do it.
On the roll again.
34, 20. Here we go.
Do you have one of those bites?
Tad, you lose your name. You're no longer known as Tad.
Mm-hmm.
From now on, you are known
as... Oh, okay, good. I thought that was it.
From now on, you are known as... You have a new name.
I get to pick?
Yeah, what's your new name?
Oh, I thought you were going to give me one.
Mm-mm.
Please pick Hector.
Two cookies.
I'm going to pick my father's name.
Two cookies?
Hector. Hector, and it's a French.
What a beautiful name.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I didn't have to kill you. I like you all.
Whilst I very much appreciate you finding your true self here, Tad, didn't really help.
No, it didn't. Not didn't, gang.
Alrighty, next turn.
Hey, if we all live, you guys want to get burgers?
It's Samantha's turn.
I've got a better idea.
Yeah.
I will use my ethereal physical form to possess the body of Nipple so that I will prevent him from attacking.
Great.
So I'm going to jump into his body.
Roll for me.
My tummy hurts.
It hit your mug. I'll let you roll again.
Oh, great.
I like this so much.
9. Time turner,
last one.
Last one. Oh my god.
I'll use the last time turner ability. three.
I feel like this has been a horrifying waste of a time turn every time.
It literally rewrites time.
Nipple, it's your turn.
You're worse than Doctor Strange.
Hey, listen.
Like, the first act of that movie.
Now what I'm going to do is all of my golden fleas will become theater seats for you to sit down, and then the other golden fleas make a screen and shows you the worst movie you've ever seen. It sucks really bad. It hurts.
Great. He's been alone here for a
while.
Six.
We were going to watch...
Dave.
Boss Baby.
I've seen worse.
I feel distinctly unthreatened by this situation. So I think using a Gorgon's head might be unnecessary. So I'm just going to slap him unconscious.
All
just
right.
Just get one punch. Just gone. Yep. Good night.
Okay.
Good night, giant.
Good luck to you with all my fleas. Protect me like shield.
15.
Oh, donk.
Done.
You're out.
Handled.
You've been knocked out. You're not dead, but you've definitely been knocked out.
Well, when I get knocked out, I dream.
Oh my God! What is he dreaming? What is the dream?
Okay, take the fleece.
I dreamed about the best pizza you've ever had. Not me, because I'm not selfish.
So can I take the fleas?
You have to summon the fleas and see if they'll go onto you.
All right, I don't have magic, so I'm just gonna kind of—he's unconscious.
Hey, that's the wife. Mm-hmm. I mean, technically.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they through.
I mean, the reason why Nibel was able to harness them is through song. So if you want to summon them.
Tad, I mean, Hector, you have to sing.
Hector, yes.
You have to sing.
Hector,
you have to sing.
Uh-huh.
That is the key.
Thank God he can still move his little fingies around. All right.
Sometimes I twitch when I sleep.
He's Thank dreaming. God I'm out of this marriage.
He's dream playing.
Yeah, go How'd for it.
How'd you get
All
married,
right.
Hector?
Okay.
Yep.
Come here, little fleas. Come here, come here. Come off of this man. Please, fleas. I'm not the singer in this group,
okay,
but...
Go plus five.
Thank you.
Plus five?
13!
You are now the recipient and owner of the golden fleas. These fleas live on your body and you are able to use them and harness them in any way you see fit.
Wow.
But what would you like to do?
Wow. He's
That's great.
Dive. I just woke up and I'm sorry I hurt you guys. I'm just scared and wanted friends. Do you want carrots?
I'm very glad I didn't kill you.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much.
Nipple.
Yes?
I say to you as a satyr, speaking satyr, we're your friends, but we are leaving forever. You never see us again. But know in your heart that we love you. And to prove to you, we'll each kiss you on the cheek.
Really?
Yes.
And I will use my golden fleece to make you a Reuben.
A Reuben for
a
me?
Reuben's, a Reuben sandwich.
Kisses on the cheek and Reubens? Right. Give me a kiss on the cheek! My goodness.
And then
these delicious kisses will keep me safe and warm at night until the day I die, which is tomorrow. Thank you so much for giving me a Reuben sandwich. I can't wait to eat it. I love my new friends. They gave me a sandwich.
Guys, let's get the f*** out of here.
Go.
That's all we have time for episode 5, Fungeons and Flagons. Again, are you subscribing to Geek Bomb? Because you should be. Don't miss this one. Guys, give it up for Steve Nippel, the satyr, for joining in.
Thank
How are you,
you,
Steve? How's Valley Folk going?
It's great. It's so stressful and scary, but I'm having a great time with my friends.
How can people get involved with it?
You can go to patreon.com/thevalleyfolk, or you can just check out our videos on youtube.com/thevalleyfolk.
Hey, well done. You've got, you know, 4 people in Valley Folk, which is great, and it's just me on Geek Bomb, but you still managed to have about 25 times the amount of patrons as I did.
It's because I do a private chat room where I show my penis to all the people who pay enough money. So
that's
it's a cam girl thing. It works very well.
And Sam, where can people find you on the internet?
At Only Stupid Answers, everywhere that matters.
Hey, why would you
Hector.
Do that? Oh, sorry.
No. Sam plays Hector. Hector plays Sam.
Yeah.
Hector.
Samantha Hector.
You. You can find me at Hector is funny.
Fantastic.
On the internet.
Rob?
The only thing that matters is his name is Steve Zaragoza, and you can find him on YouTube.com/ The Valley Folk.
Yeah.
Yes, and, or you could just search Valley Folk, and you will find the brilliant Steve Zaragoza.
Aww, thanks, man. That's very nice of you.
I'd love
that
for this shading is impressive.
I'd love for this character
over
to
there.
Come back.
It looks good.
My actual chest, by the way.
Yeah.
He's not wearing a shirt. Well, yeah. Watch the nipples. Nipple.
Nipple.
Nipple. Ooh, okay. Oh, yeah, there it is.
2 seconds.
That is a black hole of destruction. Thank you so much for watching Funches and Flagons. We're going to be back next week. We'll see you then.
Goodbye.
Oh, cheerio, old pals, and let's have another round of buddies and pals.